Welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. The big question over rail, what happened to all the money, may soon have more answers. This week, the Honolulu City Council approved a resolution to again audit the project. The audit will go beyond last year's report of operations expenses that drew scathing comments from then-HART CEO Dan Grabauskas, fired soon afterward. Council member Trevor Ozawa introduced the resolution. He joins us in our studio now. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
When people hear about an audit, they have different ideas about what that means, and they also have a different idea of what this term forensic audit means. We've heard from John Henry Felix that he would like to see a forensic audit done. How do you explain that to people in a way that makes it more accessible to know what that would entail versus what it is that you propose?
Well, the resolution that I proposed here calls for the city auditor to conduct not only a follow-up audit of the 2016 audit, but this audit is also different in that I want the auditor to now focus on the capital construction budget. That audit would look at a budget of approximately $8.5 billion in total, of which several billion has already been expended. The previous audit really focused on about $18 million in operational expenditures. This audit would also be, you know, the first time that, as I mentioned, that the city would be looking at work completed on the construction side of the house and evaluate efficiency and inefficiency of the project from that perspective. That's where a bulk of our money is, and that's what the public wants to see. Depending what money is provided from GET, what would be the best use of that money if it goes beyond Middle Street? I think that this audit is going to allow us to get back on track. This audit will allow the auditor to do what he is charged to do in the charter, which is to conduct a performance audit.
And he said that he can't do a quote-unquote forensic audit. But we need to get into that, what that would mean in terms of what it is that you're suggesting be done. And also, how does that perhaps not give people the kind of information that they want to know about where this thing went wrong or what kind of malfeasance there might have been?
Right. So a forensic audit, it's an examination and evaluation of a typically a firm or an institution's financial information for use in evidence for court, really. It's a litigation tool, typically. And in this case, if John Henry Felix, a HART board member, would like to conduct one, by all means, it's well within their means to go ahead and move forward with that on the HART board, and I fully support those HART board members in making that action happen. And I do support the forensic audit if that's what they want to decide on. From the city council side, we have a city auditor that is only authorized by charter to perform two types of audits, a performance audit or a financial audit, not forensic. So in this case, using the authority that we have at the city council and using what the city auditor's capabilities are, I'm calling on us to conduct this performance audit to really look at the processes of where the inefficiencies are, both with the construction, with the entirety of the construction side of the project, which is the $8.5 billion roughly of costs. So you look at that. We want to look at whether or not subcontractors are doing their job appropriately and lawfully within the scope of the work. How many change orders have there been? Has that drastically increased the costs? Have the generals been doing their job? Are they performing pursuant to the contracts that they've been assigned? Is the payment processing going according to plan? Are we losing money by inefficiencies in the process there? Has HART failed to plan appropriately from the very beginning? And I think what we will probably find is that that's a large part of it. And we heard some of that.
Some of that came out last year.
Well, not only last year, last week, this week at Radford High School, when the legislature had a briefing. You know, I spoke with a senator, and the senator noted that he was quite surprised that that some of these stations were just poorly put out to bid, and that some things weren't thought through. For example, no bathrooms at some of these stations, exposed walkway for 10 minutes going to the nearest terminal at the airport station. Things like that lead to inefficiencies, because at a certain point, we are going to have to address the inefficiencies and inadequacies of the stations, of the guideway, etc., and that adds up. And so, quite frankly, I think what we're going to find in this performance audit, it's my first kind of gut reaction, is we grossly underestimated the cost of the project from the very beginning. We have seen that the planning for this has been ill-conceived in a lot of ways, not perhaps on purpose, but because of the fact that we have inexperienced people that haven't worked on a project of this magnitude.
And here we are with a change now happening with HART leadership, and we've had almost a year of an interim director. How forthcoming do you expect current HART leadership to be, and same with the incoming HART leadership as we move forward?
Well, the interim executive directors, both Formby and Murthy, have been very willing to work with anybody. They've been very transparent, and it's been a marked difference from the former executive director, Grabowskis, who's no longer here. And part of the reason why he's not here is because of the last audit that we ordered, which raised a lot of red flags.
Right, and we don't have to go down that path again because of short of time here, but I really want to look at where you expect this to go as we move into the future. Next week we're supposed to have, or not next week, but the week after that, a special session. All this, so much of it at least, rests with the legislature and how they expect this to go forward. How do you expect that this audit is going to help them to make that determination, being that we have this very short time frame between when we expect to have any answers back and when the ledge will be meeting?
Yeah, this audit is not going to be able to provide them with the legislature the answers that they need for this upcoming special session, because this audit will take at least a year or so to complete.
Which is to say that people shouldn't be relying on this idea in some way to see what may happen next week. Does that sort of put the shoe on the wrong foot?
No, it's just very timely, though, that the legislature understand that we at the City Council are fully engaged with being a partner in this, to understand that we're not wasting money in any sort of way, that we are keeping a very close eye on how the money is spent. And we do have skin in this game. Our skin is making sure that the process is followed correctly, lawfully, and most efficiently as possible, because the tax dollars are not just state tax dollars. They're not just city tax dollars. They're residents' tax dollars. And that, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're city, state, or federal level. It's tax dollars that's coming out of a resident's pocket. So when we're talking about what's going on at the ledge maybe next week or the week after, you need to remember that these are different issues. The ledge is really looking at how much more, if any, funding sources they're going to give us beyond 2027.
Right, but a lot of that is based on a lot of charges of waste and many of the things that we've just talked about in this conversation.
I think so. I think it also has to do with the fact that not only waste, I think increased costs not associated with waste, increased...
But ill-conceived ideas, things that weren't planned appropriately,
yes.
All of that as those things arose became reasons for additional monies necessary to be able to fix them.
Right. I think this upcoming session, though, is imperative for the federal government, the FTA, to understand where we are at currently, because we've already missed one deadline and now they've set a second deadline, September 15th. So this is going to be something for them to understand where we are at with us as a state on this project. Are we going to be complying with the FFGA? Now, with regard to that, it's not a bad time to also consider whether or not we want to continue to remain partners with the FTA and the federal government beyond Middle Street, or if there's any room for negotiation to part ways.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there in the interest of time, but I thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Trevor Ozawa represents East Honolulu on the City Council. That includes Hawaiʻi Kai, Ainahaina, Diamond Head, and portions of Kaimuki.